You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right. So we're talking about cleansing, and we're talking about overwhelming your body's cleansing mechanism. So your body, the number one preferred mechanism for cleansing is through the liver to the toilet. And so the next thing I want to talk about is the different organs and cleansing them, how to cleanse them, why bother to cleanse them. Certain organs, in my opinion, you should never cleanse. So I'll just, again, my opinion, not medical advice, not medical advice, not advice at all. This is just information for your own information and entertainment. This information is complete as is delivered. In other words, it does not include email follow-up, answer to questions, none of that. If you do want consultations, you can go to drjenniferdaniels.org and you can purchase a consultation there. drje.org. drjenniferdaniels.org. Yep, I think I got that right. Yep, okay. And we'll send the same information. Ouch. Oh, man. Send the same information to the chat room. So let's talk about the liver. So the best time to cleanse the liver is after you have been having three bowel movements a day with Vitality capsules for a period of time. Let's say maybe 3 or 4 weeks. Because when you clean the liver, you're dumping a lot of trash very quickly. So why not clean it sooner? The reason not to clean it sooner is because the reason why your liver has not cleansed itself is because literally this stuff in there is stuck in a stone-type form. So after taking Vitality capsules and pooping 3 times a day over a period of time, you literally soften and loosen these stones so they can tumble out easier. Now, another thing the medical industrial complex does not tell you is most stones are not in the gallbladder. Most stones are in the liver, and there's a lot of stones in the liver. What causes stones in the liver? Low flow of bile. And so literally, the bile flows through the liver, and when it gets slower, it has time to literally crystallize. And it crystallizes, becoming solid and blocking the pathways in the liver. And this can cause liver enlargement, all kinds of problems. But that's the thing to understand, is most of the stones are actually in the liver. And so once you've given your body, say, a month or so of good bile flow, then you can start flushing the liver and dump the stones, and they will tumble nicely through the bile ducts and out into the toilet. Now, a lot of times you can clean the liver and that's it. That's all you need to do, clean the liver. Even though the problem might not be in the liver. Why? Because once the liver opens up, again, it's like unclogging a sewer. So it's amazing. Now, the next organ to look at is the kidneys. And I'm picking these next because I'm getting a lot of emails about kidneys. And since I don't respond to personal emails because there's just too many of them. So the kidney is a super, super fine filter. And you can think of the liver as a sewer drain. Huge, big things can go there. And you can think of the kidneys as a fine mesh filter. So if you take the same big, huge, we'll call them boulders, and try and put them through the kidneys, you're going to destroy the kidneys. So I don't believe in sending trash to the kidneys. Don't do it. Don't do it. The kidneys were not made for that. So when someone has a kidney problem, the place to start is to flush the liver. And then what the liver does is the liver siphons off all that big, heavy trash that would destroy the liver, destroy the kidneys. So the liver siphons off all this big, heavy junk, and so it doesn't go, it doesn't even get to the kidneys. And then that allows the kidneys to process the junk that's already there. And also allows the kidneys to dump stuff backwards into the blood that will now get sucked up by the liver and disposed of in the toilet. A lot of people tell me, oh, you know, my urine is cloudy. I'm seeing this in my urine. I'm seeing that in my urine. And that's really the kidneys trying to dump a lot of pretty large trash it's not designed to dump. And that's a sign that they need to actually clean out their liver and dump more junk through their liver to preserve and save their kidneys. And this is the problem with chelation. So intravenous chelation causes little things to clump together and get bigger and then go to the kidney for disposal. And so if you do intravenous chelation, then you're going to actually, over time, get kidney problems. Now, if instead you put activated charcoal or clay or binders in your intestines, they will suck toxins into your intestine, chelate them into your intestine, where they can then go into the toilet. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is many people will take a chelating agent in their intestines, whether it's diatomaceous earth, whether it's activated charcoal, whether it's bentonite clay, and not do the bowel movements. Must do the bowel movements, or these chelators will collect in your intestines, coalesce, and make stones in your intestines and clog up your digestive tubes. So before you even think of a chelator like activated charcoal or bentonite clay or whatever, you want to use something like Vitality Capsules, castor oil, whatever you've got to do to flush the intestines and keep them going, keep them going, keep them going, keep them going. So when you put in the binder, it binds the stuff and keeps going, binds the stuff and goes out, binds the stuff and goes out. That's what you want. If you don't do that, then you're going to create even worse problems. So, kidneys, we've covered. Don't do it. The best thing you can do for your kidneys is to drink more water. You can take some herbs like cilantro, parsley, celery. But the heavy lifting, you've got to let the liver do it, because the liver, unlike the kidney, has a capacity to handle very large stuff, and the liver also has a capacity to regenerate itself, unlike the kidneys. Now, the other thing about the kidneys is the kidneys have a job to do. The skin can also help the kidneys. In fact, that's one way to detect early kidney failure, is a person smells like urine. Why? Because the body actually dumps the urine onto the skin. So you could do saunas and pull toxins out of the skin in order to help the kidneys. But again, that's fairly inefficient when you realize that you could just reroute the stuff to the liver. Question, why is Dr. Daniels saying cleaning the liver or the kidney specifically instead of drinking distilled water, taking Vitality Capsules, and following a diet plan? We're doing sequential kind of cleansing, so we've already talked about the Vitality Capsules as a place to start, which is very, very important. We did mention distilled water, but that was during a commercial. So distilled water is very, very important. One part about detoxing is what you put in, and the distilled water is critical. It's like a person in the chat room said, 0% dissolved solids. That means, since there are no dissolved solids in the distilled water, that your body can take that water in, not have to purify it any further, and immediately use it and dissolve toxins into it and put those dissolved solids into the distilled water and then either piss it out in the kidneys or, better yet, poop it out in the colon. So, yes, Vitality Capsules, number one, to clean out the colon, small intestine, bile ducts, liver, and begin the cleaning of the blood. A lot of people who follow different programs, we'll call them, they'll start with the blood. Not good. Because you start cleaning the blood, where's it going to go? The only place for it to go is to other organs or through the liver, bile, small intestine, large intestine, toilet route. And so if you don't clean it out, then your body's going to rearrange the toxins to a less optimal place. And so as miserable as you might think you are, as bad as you might think your symptoms are in terms of the affected organ, if you don't sequence your cleansing properly, then your immune system is going to pick an even worse place to put the toxins. A lot of people euphemistically refer to this as a Herx reaction. All right, so the liver, the kidneys, what about the lungs? Lungs are very interesting. Unlike the kidneys, the lungs have a direct exit to the outside. Yeah, you can breathe. So with the lungs, you have a lot of options in terms of detoxing. You can take deep breaths, you know, breathe in, hold it, breathe out, and breathe in, and breathe out, and breathe in, and breathe out. You definitely want to breathe all the way down into your stomach. Of course, it never gets to your stomach, but it gets to the bottom of your lungs. And there's something in the medical lingo called VQ mismatch. What does that mean? That means you have air going to your lungs in places where you have no blood. And so if you have the air up here and the blood down there, they're not mixing, then the air can't get down, absorb the toxins from the blood, and detox you through your breathing. And this is the value of meditation, where you sit and you breathe deeply and you focus on the breath. All it's doing is getting the air from up here down there into the lungs, where it can pull out, into the blood, where there's blood, pulls out the toxins, and now you can exhale toxins. And those of you who have bad breath, or maybe someone told you you have bad breath is a symptom that you've got toxins that are not being disposed of. And the odor is the odor of those toxins, the odor of your body exhaling those toxins. And those toxins can be either in your intestines or in your lungs, but they're definitely in your blood. So detoxing the lungs, you can take deep breaths, yay. And many people don't realize it, but your ribs are there to protect your lungs. Every place you have ribs, you've got lung. And so you can take like Vicks VapoRub and put it all over the front, all over the back, every place you have ribs. Yeah, don't forget the sides. And that detoxes or releases poisons and parasites from your lungs. And this is something you can do once or twice a day. Now, again, the problem is if you apply the Vicks and that's all you do and you don't have more bowel movements, then what's going to happen? You guessed it. These toxins are going to relocate to another part of your body, causing you discomfort. And so you've got to sequence what you're doing. Always first. First, during, and always, you've got to poop. You've got to keep taking the trash out. What that does is it heals what's going on and prevents problems in the future. All right. So, pick another organ. What about the joints? Joints are very interesting. The joints can be detoxed best with bowel movements and plenty of distilled water and the application of castor oil. So you've got vitality capsules, turpentine, distilled water, and you're applying castor oil. And for most moderate, even moderately severe joint problems, that handles it. Now, the other problem with joints is the diet. Now, today's detox, we're not talking about rebuilding. But you want to get the junk out of the joints, and that's important to do. Now, when I was vegan, one thing I did not have was joint pain. I mean, I just still don't have joint pain. Well, occasionally I'll get a twinge if I eat too much protein, in which case I realize, oops, nope, back off, have some water, no more protein for a day or so. But you can eradicate joint pain just with a vegan diet and with turpentine and with water and with vitality capsules. So that you can do. Kidneys are very interesting, but again, you cannot just start detoxing the kidneys. You've got to attend to the intestinal tract and the liver and the blood. Then you can take a look at the kidneys. So you really have got to not get out of order. A lot of people who have kidney issues, like, oh, I want to detox my kidneys. Oh, I want to get off dialysis. Oh, I want to... You talk to them about, all right, we've got to start with your intestines and your liver. Let's get this really cleaned out. Let's pull those toxins away from the kidneys and, you know, give them this route out. No, I want to flush my kidneys. Like, good luck with that. Why don't you just schedule your transplant? So the problem with that is when you route things from the blood to the kidneys, then you are congesting the kidneys more. So the kidneys have two pathways going on in the kidneys. You have the blood going to the kidneys, and then you have tubules which soak up the toxins from the blood and take those toxins out of the body via the bladder into the toilet. Okay. So if you have kidney failure, you've got a blockage on both ends. You have the tubules blocked, so the toxins are not leaving. And you've got the blood block, so blood is not circulating to the kidneys, at least not as well as the kidneys would like. So you've got two problems to handle. It's a lot to talk about. It's very complicated, but suffice it to say that vigorous, diligent cleansing of the liver with moderate hydration of the kidneys actually solves the problem. That means water drinking. Cedric, thank you, Cedric, for offering this analogy. Well, Cedric says, detoxing is like chasing chickens in a pen. If you don't open the gate, they just run to a different part of the yard or the pen. How's that, Dr. D? That's excellent, Cedric. That is perfect. That's exactly what's going on. This is interesting. Sarah says, what are your thoughts on the parasite zapper? What good is it? You zap the parasite, it's still there, it's still in your body. You haven't solved a problem. Even worse, if the parasite is sufficiently compromised, it'll burst open and release all the toxins it's been eating for you, right? Remember we talked about the varmints in the backyard eating the trash? That's what your parasites do. They are eating that trash in the backyard. And so when you zap them, and should they decide or should they break open, then you've got a problem. Now, the other thing that's going on is the parasites, often when they're zapped, they just go into kind of a little sleep phase. And they reproduce at a lower rate, but they just reproduce. And eventually, or I should say concurrently, the person's health suffers. So I know many people here in Panama who have zappers at home, and they are dependent upon the zappers. That is their health strategy. When I get back to the commercial, I'll tell you how that's working.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Hi, Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're going over the different organs and how to clean them. So it turns out the spleen and the pancreas are hooked into the GI system. And so basically the vitality capsules and hydration will solve that. Now, skin is very interesting. A lot of people have things like eczema, psoriasis, whatever. With the skin, you have got to control your diet. You cannot clean your skin with detox alone. And this, for the skin, it's the simplest thing. Just convert all of your liquids that you're drinking, water, and especially distilled water. And that way, the skin is not going to serve as a filtration system for all of your beverages. Yeah, so Marcella, we just answered your skin question. Okay, LA says hello. Hi, LA. All right, so we are ready to answer questions. Yes. Okay, so I mentioned last week I'm working with this backwards clock, and so my clock goes counterclockwise. The numbers are counterclockwise, and sometimes I just need to know what time it is. And so I'll cheat and look on my computer. All right. So, Our call-in number for questions is 1-800-313-9443. I think that's what it is. Correct me if I'm wrong, either chat room or my engineer. Can a 10-year-old take vitality capsules? Absolutely. The engineer says that was the right number. 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And we have Facebook and we have the chat room going. And I need to help check my, have my cell phone help me out with this. Oh, wait. I have a note from the show that I did not address. Okay, so we talked about sequential cleansing. And so, in other words, you cannot cleanse the liver, you cannot cleanse the blood until you've cleansed the bile duct, small intestine, large intestine, rectum, and you got stuff flowing easily to the toilet. Okay, so this is something that happened in the 1900s. Cleansing. So is sarsaparilla root, sarsaparilla, all you need to know is it's an herb, carcinogenic? And this, by the way, was a flavoring in root beer. And it was found to have carcinogenic properties by the FDA, and sassafras was banned. Because when people drank it, they would get, of course, liver cancer. Why was that? That was because they would drink a lot of this, clean the blood, all the toxins would go to the liver, and the liver would become, liver was already clogged. They did not clear out the bile and the intestines first before drinking lots of sassafras tea. And you'll see a lot of this happening with maybe chaparral or a lot of herbs. I'll say, oh, these herbs cause cancer. Well, wait. So you've got to clear out the intestines first. And what was really caused was long-term improper sequencing of cleansing. That's really what happened. All right, so let me take my... phone here and see if I can find my messages on Facebook. Oh, we got a lot of callers. All right, got a lot of Facebook messages too. Let's take some callers here. Okay, so callers, you can hear me. So people on Facebook cannot hear you. So I'm going to pause during your question to repeat it so the people on Facebook can hear. All right. So we have Debbie in Washington. Debbie, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you, Dr. Daniels. Hey. My question is, I found you 4 months ago. Thank heavens. I have Lyme, and I've been doing your the protocol on your Candida report. Doing it twice a week, and I know you do some advanced dosing. Would you recommend it with Lyme?
How are you doing with the protocol?
I'm doing good. I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff, but I still feel like I got a long ways to go.
That is difficult to say. So in other words, you're feeling better or improving with your Lyme is getting better or your symptoms are getting better with the turpentine protocol?
Yes, I know my numbers are getting better. I have a friend that has a biofeedback machine. She just tested me and said, yeah, the numbers are going down. But I don't know if it's part of the Lyme or a co-infection. A friend has Babesia from her Lyme. I don't know if I have that. But I get a lot of real tingling, especially in my legs. I get it all over up in my head. And I don't know if that's part of the parasites or if it's a nerve damage from radiation. But when I take vitality capsules, when they get bad, it seems to go down. So I'm assuming it's part of the parasite.
The vitality capsules get rid of parasites and toxins. So in other words, it gets rid of chemical poisoning as well as parasites. So your Lyme improving with vitality capsules is actually a pretty good sign. What I would do is increase your vitality capsules. You want to. So with Lyme, first of all, Lyme's imaginary, doesn't exist. Are you sick? Of course you are. Is it Lyme? No, it's not. So, but
well, I did, if you're I did proving get
with, well, the tests,
yeah.
The tests are unreliable. They're unreliable. But the vitality capsule, if you're doing something and it's working, then do more of it.
Okay, I do a lot of the vitality capsules as it is. I mean, I take a lot every day.
How many bowel movements are you having is what is the focus?
Oh, I have at least 3-4, sometimes even a little more, but at least that.
Okay, so all I do then is keep your bowel movements at 4 or more, and you want to increase your hydration and increase your bowel output. The thing you don't want to do is you don't want to force your body. So because you're experiencing improvement, I would say that your turpentine dose is pretty good.
Stick with that, okay.
Yeah.
Now, is this, and you're dealing with people with, you know, these kind of things, does it take a year or more? Is it a long time before the body gets rid of everything?
You don't want the body to get rid of everything. So I think maybe another way to interpret your question is, does it take a long time before you get symptom-free? And the answer is it can depend.
Right.
Yeah, it can depend. So I think the important thing is for each day to be better than the day before. And when that stops happening, then it's time to change up or make adjustments. But as long as each day is getting better, as long as you're seeing improvement, then that's the thing to do, to continue in that vein. All right.
Okay.
We've got Peggy in California. Peggy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Pretty good.
Just informational question about parasites exiting the body with the turpentine. Do they come out whole and alive or dead or broken? What form do they exit?
Okay, because it depends on the parasite. So some parasites are tapeworms. Tapeworms are in segments, and so they'll come out in pieces a lot of times. And so you'll have several segments of the tapeworm coming out. Other parasites, they can come out dead or alive. I recommend that people just simply flush the toilet and not spend a whole lot of time looking at it.
I had heard something about parasites eating heavy metals, but if they break or die in the body and break, then the heavy metals can spill out before they make it to the toilet. Can you talk about that?
You want the parasites to make it to the toilet, period. So that's why you have to have 3 bowel movements a day. And so what happens is, again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the analogy is this trash is not being taken out of the body. You're putting it like in your house, in the backyard, and you attract a lot of varmints, and they eat the trash. So heavy metals is just one of the many types of trash that can be in your body. And it does attract parasites, and they eat these heavy metals. And when they eat these heavy metals, they're actually doing you a favor because they're protecting you from the heavy metals. And so, again, the thing to do is keep the flush action going and focus more on the flushing than on the killing. And so with the Candida Cleaner protocol, there's no attempt whatever made to kill parasites. All you're doing is flushing them with the vitality capsules, and the turpentine is just giving a little nudge saying, hey, move a little closer to the exit. You don't really want to be here. Time to leave. And so the whole kill step is skipped.
I understand what you said. The part I still don't understand is if they are dead by the time they get to the exit point, are they breaking or are they coming out whole?
Usually coming out whole. If you're briskly pooping like 3 times a day, then they're coming out whole.
And they only break
very quickly.
They only break if they're not getting a chance to exit. That's the only chance that you would get in getting the heavy metals or whatever toxins back in the body. Only, right? Only if they're in the clogging state. But if they're exiting, if a person's completely clean or as clean as can be and they're exiting, they're not going to break on the way out. They'll exit.
Well, again, once a parasite dies, it starts deteriorating. By the time it starts deteriorating, usually you have several days for it to leave the body before you get any symptoms. And so people who have a strategy focusing on killing, the problem is these parasites just die and sit around and deteriorate and release these toxins back into the body. And so if you have a strategy where you've got, you know, steady flow, then you're in good shape. You're not going to have a dye policy. Now, other people do things like put, you know, explosive parasite-killing stuff into their intestines, and that causes them just to break open immediately, and that's a problem. All right, we have Ronald in Washington, D.C. Hi, Ronald.
Hey. Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
I have a protein discharge, and the doctors are telling me that I'm a candidate for cancer. So
that is cancer or before cancer?
Before cancer.
Uh-huh.
It's 240. It's high on 240.
Right.
So they're calling it multiple
myeloma.
Yes.
Right. So the thing to understand is even when they tell you you have cancer, most of the times you don't. That's number one. So if they're telling you you have pre-cancer, then you definitely need to leave and don't come back. So that's that. The other issue is you have an impurity in the blood. The thing is, don't overcomplicate this. You have an impurity in the blood, and it's just like we talked about today. First step, empty the colon. Next step, empty the small intestines. Next step, empty the bile. Next step, empty the liver. Next step, the proteins will leave the blood, go to the liver, and flush out the toilet. So that's it. That's as complicated as you need to get.
Okay, so, Dr. James, I'm going to write, I know, should I go to the report that you had and follow that?
Absolutely.
Report?
Go to the Candida Cleaner report.
Yes.
At vitalitycapsules.com. Or, actually,
yes,
you can go to drjenniferdaniels.org. That's
DR.
Like doctor, drjenniferdaniels.org. You can get the free report there. You can sign up for a consultation and, you know, go from there. But I would get the free report and read it. Then you can, you know, sign up for a consultation and we can take it from there.
Oh, okay. So I'm cool right now.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ronald.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We have Jessica from Canada. Jessica, how are you doing?
Hi, Jennifer. I'm actually doing pretty good. We spoke the other week. We had a discovery session, and I got a report back that I am doing a lot better. So thank you for, you know, I did hunker down and get the pig brain. It tastes like nothing. So for people who are kind of weirded out on the chat, it doesn't really taste like anything. The only issue that I have is when I take it, I am following your protocol of taking the 2 ounces. However, I'm just feeling like I have pressure in my brain and kind of like achy. I almost feel sick when I eat it. I've tried lowering it and spacing it out. You said like 3 days on, 3 days off. But I'm still kind of feeling just a little bit achy and then pressure in my brain. What exactly is that?
The pig brain has ultra, ultra high cholesterol. And so when you ingest it, your body goes into repair, rebuild mode. So what you want to do then, it sounds like you want to reduce your dose from 2 ounces to half an ounce. Maybe just do it 2 days a week. The amount of cholesterol in pig brain is literally more than 10 times the amount of cholesterol in a piece of liver. So you can figure that a half ounce of pig brain is as powerful or more so than even 5 ounces of liver. So it's pretty powerful. So simply cut it back to an even smaller amount.
Okay. And
right,
the brain capsules have actually been working pretty good, too. I haven't been
taking
them together.
Oh, wait, stop right now. You don't take the brain capsules and the brain. Make up your mind. You have to do one of the
No,
other.
I don't. But I was able to get both. Even I just had to go for the brain. I had to go to a Hong Kong store and drive 6 hours to get it. But I did get it. I did get it. And you're right. They only sell it predominantly in Asian markets. They will not sell this type of stuff anywhere else.
Exactly. And what I say to anyone and everyone is, no matter where you live, what country you live, there are people who are above the law. You name a law, there are people who are exempt to it, exempt from it. So you need to find those people and share their exemption. And so in the case of animal brains, the people who are exempt from the ban on animal brains are people who have immigrated to the United States, and in their country of origin, they eat brains all the time. There's absolutely no harm in eating a pig brain. A brain of any kind.
And just one final question. How do I kind of speed up the process of not feeling, you know, the pressure? Because yesterday morning I ate it, because you said to eat it before 2 p.m. And just this morning, I'm still feeling a little bit of pressure. Should I do some enemas? Should I just, you know, drink a lot of water?
Yeah, water is the best way to go. Water is the best way to go. All right. Wonderful. We have Robert in Texas. Robert, how you doing? Are you there, Robert?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, good. I've been having gallbladder and gallstones issues for 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've become an expert on doing the gallbladder flush. After I started having those issues, I had some testing. I know I have parasites, and I've tried black walnut and all those different things, and none of them have really worked.
Right.
So now I have the turpentine, and I just wanted to like a quarter of a teaspoon last week a couple times, and then the other day I took a full teaspoon, and it seemed like I took a little bit too much for that. I want to ask you about the dosing, and when would you add castor oil in, and when would you add sugar into the dosing to kill the parasites and flush out the, you know, gallbladder and liver and so forth?
Okay, so what you're bringing up is what we've talked about this whole show, is starting in the wrong place.
Right.
So you're starting in the wrong place.
Okay.
So the question is, have you already reached your 3 bowel movements a day?
I have, yes. I'm in good shape there. It's just the gallbladder keeps. I can cleanse it out and do all that, and then it clogs up again. So I start all over again. And
so are you staying at 3? Are you staying at 3 bowel movements a day?
Yeah, I am. Yes, and a
so
lot
it
of times
doesn't fluctuate. You don't go from 3 down to 2 and 1 and back up to 3 and.
No. You know, it could drop down to 2 sometimes, but I'm usually pretty much 3, and usually more in the early day than I am later in the day.
Yeah, so I think you need to start with Vitality Capsules. Many people with gallbladder issues, it goes away just with Vitality Capsules, because Vitality Capsules actually increase the flow of bile through your liver and decrease stone formation. So I think you need to focus more on the cause than the effect. So the effect is the stones. The cause is the flow through your bile is not fast enough. And so when the bile flow slows down, stones form. So you've got to focus on getting that bile flow up and keeping those bowel movements maybe at 3 or more a day, never ever drop below. Have you got the Candida Clina report?
I do. I have that.
Okay, so follow that diet, increase your hydration, and really focus on the bowel movements, and use the Vitality Capsules, and you'll find that the stones will just go away.
And how about the turpentine dosing?
I think it sounds like it's premature for the turpentine dosing, and if you're going to take it, I would have a very low amount, like maybe a quarter teaspoon, but it doesn't sound to me like you're ready to take the turpentine, because the turpentine is going to release toxins from all over your body to go to the liver. And your problem is your liver is full of stones, so it's not ready to receive anything. So okay. I would not bother with the turpentine right now.
Okay. Okay. When I do start using it, I know some people say mix it with sugar and some cashew oil. I don't know the difference, so when you use one or over the other.
I would use sugar.
Okay.
Primarily. The castor oil is pretty harsh.
Okay.
But some people like to punish themselves.
Well, I saw somebody on YouTube said they mix it both together with the turpentine, so I didn't know.
No. But,
okay. I appreciate everything. Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, Barbara in Illinois.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, excellent. I'm calling about my husband. And the problem is, I think the name is hematoma. And how can I dissolve this hematoma who turned into one big lump? And this place, the troublesome place, is the backside, 3 inches below waist, right side, and diameter is about 4 inches. Diameter is 4 inches and thick is about 1 inch. And the x-ray
you don't need x-rays. So hematoma is a bruise. So did your husband suffer some kind of trauma? Did he get hit there?
Yes, he was hit probably because he's just skin and bones. He was hit, we are guessing, he was hit by he was carrying heavy backpack on a daily basis.
Band against his backside. Okay, all right, got it.
And I just want to say about the x-ray is that it showed a cracked bone underneath. And the problem is he's in constant pain in the injured area. And also right now, the right leg shin, that's where the problem is. Probably
right leg?
This right leg, yes.
So the hematoma is in his back and he's having a problem in his leg?
Probably that's what we are guessing. Yes, the hematoma, which is now the really hardened lump, is on the backside, 3 inches below his waist.
All right, so obviously stop carrying the backpack, and you can alternate hot and cold compresses.
Alternate hot and cold for how many minutes?
You have to let him tell you. So you put the hot on until he says he's had enough hot. Then you put the cold on until he says he's had enough cold. And you just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Initially, you're going to have to do it for a while, like maybe for a few hours. Then he'll tell you he's had enough. And then you start up either the next day or whenever he says he's ready for more. And then that'll dissolve it.
That will dissolve it. So to do it for a few hours, this hot and cold?
Yep.
And it will dissolve because it feels like a rack.
Yeah, but you have to, be persistent and steady about it. That's if it is a hematoma. All right. We have got questions and questions and questions and questions. Ella Wilkins says, my husband healed his prostate with turpentine and he stopped eating all dairy, all caps. In 1 month, he became perfect. We watched all of Dr. Daniels' videos. Okay, great. All right. Cedric's checking on his chicken feet. Great, Cedric. Okay. Okay, from previews. All right. I'm trying to find the questions. Nicole says, my friend's husband is scheduled to have his prostate removed in September because his numbers have been high. To prevent cancer. Whoa, I like that. Let's treat you for cancer to prevent it. Let's just cut those tits off. What do you need them for? Yank that prostate out. I'll just castrate you. Yeah, preventative. All right, okay. I emailed them your information, including the video where you mentioned estrogen and prostate issues in men. I hope they listen and call you. Okay. Well, we'll see. What do you do about adrenal fatigue? Adrenal fatigue is caused by your diet, not enough cholesterol in your diet, increase your cholesterol, your adrenal fatigue will go away. Ella says, love you, Dr. Daniels. You're amazing. Thank you, Ella. I thought cleaning out bile ducts and cleaning out liver is the same thing. No, it's not. It is not. Okay, Cedric, thank you again. Western methodology of healing is to attack and kill. Yes, just realize, if you're doing the attack and kill in your body, then you can easily become the casualty. In other words, you can kill yourself. Warmongers, the body works by balancing, gathering, and moving things away from the body that are not good for it to be efficient. Exactly, that's it. Your body does not work on war. All right, we've got a commercial.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, so we have an update on our situation here, my situation. So the terrorist situation still persists. No change there. All funds are frozen. No way to build homes for the poor. That's that. My funds for my husband, those are still in limbo. However, now the judge has been petitioned to put the bank in contempt for not releasing money he's told them to release. So that's where things are now. All right. Dr. Daniels, are parasites in the liver possible? Absolutely. That's where your body puts them. And that's why it's such a mess, because the parasites literally hang out in the liver. And part of getting rid of them is getting them to leave the liver and say, hey, take the next step, jump into the bile, and get out of the body. Okay. Okay. I think I can receive cash through Western Union. I have someone that's going to try it. You offer affiliate sales opportunities through Vitality Capsules. Not right now, because I don't have the affiliate management software, but we're working on that. My son had a tick panel done. Okay, you can take those results and just light a fire to them. This test is all totally unreliable. Dr. Daniels, what about alkaline water versus distilled water? Alkaline water is a pH of 7 and up. Distilled water is a pH of 5.5. They are not the same. You will not heal with alkaline water. So, yeah, the charcoal filter for your distiller, I just rinse the filter and put it in place. If you live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you can get pig's feet and all parts of the pig at Keller's Meat Market. All right, great. While reading, sometimes the words can become blurred. Is it time for Vicks Vapor Rub to the eyeballs? Probably not. You could probably handle it just with following the turpentine protocol. Many people find that their vision clears just with taking turpentine. All right, we've got Rose in Virginia. Rose, how are you doing?
All what you do for us. As you know, I had a consultation, and you said that these noodles were the cause of, although they're organic and they were plain, so I stopped eating them. I have a question about that. I'm in the process of getting dentures. May I fix my own noodles that is not then made?
Can you eat homemade noodles? That's the question.
Yes.
No, it wouldn't be a good idea now. I'd wait until you're all better. And then if you want to try noodles, you can.
May you repeat that?
Wait until you feel all better.
So what am I going to eat?
Besides noodles?
Yeah.
You can eat potatoes and mash them up. You could eat, rice.
I'm not too much into rice. I do the potatoes. I do in the carrots.
All right, try those.
As you know, in my case, I'm going to follow this, and then I have, I'm going to get, you said to get the Vitality Capsules.
Yep.
And I'm going to ask, my youngest son is helping me blending the carrots. So I'm trying to do the best. I'm trying to do the best I can. And I will keep in touch with Shelly. And I have a question in particular that I asked her. Please, I asked her please to send it to you. But I don't want to discuss it in the phone. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, bye.
Thank you for what you do. Bye.
You're welcome. All right, we have commercial.
I saw you there, just standing there. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.